In politics today, the first ballots of any consequence in 1972 were being counted in Iowa, and Senator Edmund Muskie picked up some important support. Governor Milton Schapp of Pennsylvania endorsed Muskie. That's important because Schapp's Pennsylvania delegation will be the third largest at the Democratic convention with 182 delegates. And Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm of Brooklyn today became the 10th Democratic office holder to make a formal announcement for the presidency. And here's what she said.
I stand before you today as a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States of America. I am not the candidate of Black America, although I am Black and proud. I am not the candidate of the women's movement of this country, although I am a woman, and I'm equally proud of that. I am the candidate of the people of America. And my presence before you now symbolizes a new era in American political history. Of course, I am going out here to try to capture this nomination. And with about 10 or 11 different people running, and I'm the only unique individual that's running, there's no telling what can happen. But in the event I'm not able to achieve said nomination, I want to be in a position where all of those forces in America that have never had any real input into who is going to be the chief executive of this land will have me as their instrument, namely Blacks, women, young, Spanish-speaking peoples. And therefore, in the most beautiful possible bloodless revolution at the Democratic National Convention, we can get together a ticket that is reflective of all different segments that make up this great land called America.
They are counting the votes today in the first election of this election year in the state of Iowa. The Democrats of Iowa, operating under the new reform rules established by their party, met Monday night in 2,500 separate precinct caucuses. They were choosing people who eventually will elect Iowa's 46 Democratic delegates to the National Convention. With about half the vote counted, Senator Muskie had 35%, Senator McGovern had 22%, and 35% were undecided. Douglas Kuiker was there.
George McGovern and Edmund Muskie both waged strong campaigns in Iowa to win committed precinct delegates. But it was a hard job, a matter of contacting thousands of individual voters and urging them to attend the caucus. And both candidates were fighting an effort by local party leaders to keep delegates uncommitted at this early stage of the game.
Could you be sure and remind all of these people to go to their caucuses?
Many of the caucuses were held in private homes, and the Democrats turned out in surprisingly large numbers, despite snow and sub-freezing weather. Many of them had never been to a party caucus before, and very few were familiar with the new rules, rules designed to start the delegate selection process at the grassroots level and to ensure a more representative delegation at the convention. But the system worked pretty well, and Iowa Democrats discovered they thoroughly enjoyed the opportunity to wheel and deal for votes.
Any candidate must have at least 9 in his preference group before that group can have a delegate. If the uncommitted group might be the largest group, why don't you meet on that side of the living room? The Muskie group meet on this side. The McGovern group can go upstairs. The McCarthy group can go to the basement. And the Chisholm group can go to the kitchen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
How many delegates?
We think we have 2, and if these people join us, we might be able to have a 3rd.
If you stay sitting there and don't join us upstairs, why then eventually, why you won't have any representatives?
Upstairs, honey. We're waiting. We have a vote coming from upstairs, we think.
Oh, you're upstairs recruiting.
Yes.
How many people do we now have?
I think 21.
All right, so we needed 18, and the McCarthy group
decided to...
They said to come up. Did all of them come up?
They haven't come up yet.
But if we can get to 27, why then we'd have three delegates.
Right.
Results of the precinct elections were phoned into state party headquarters for tabulation. But three more state conventions, each under the increasing influence of political leaders, must still be held before Miami and committed delegates can still switch candidates. This method of delegate selection has never been tried before, and there's still a long, complicated way to go before the Iowa delegates end up in Miami. So nobody knows if it's going to work or not. But if it doesn't work, after all this effort, after all this personal involvement, after all this talk about reform, then there are going to be a lot of angry Democrats in the state of Iowa. Douglas Kiker, NBC News, Des Moines.